Welcome to Pardon My French,
the podcast that teaches you French in a fun and casual way.
My name is Tom.
And my name is James.
Enjoy the show. So welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Pardon My French. I think this is around episode 12?
13.
Wow, thanks, James. So episode 13,
you're
and
welcome,
this
Tom.
Time we're doing it, as promised, on fashion.
Correct.
Yes. We don't really want to do this episode on fashion. We really want to do the episode that we want to do next.
Which is going to be about some kind of musical theme.
Jars Peterson, yeah. It's going to be the Jars Peterson podcast after this one. So we're just going to rush through this one. It's going to be really bad. And then we can record the next one.
And if it's not bad, then we've good. At least surpassed our expectations, haven't we?
And hopefully yours.
So there's a good life lesson for you. Aim low, and then you can only be... Well, you can't be disappointed, can you?
I quite like... Aim for the moon, because if you miss, you'll land between the stars.
Okay, wow. That is so corny.
Yeah, I've heard that once.
So corny. Where did you hear that?
I think, I've completely missed.
It must have been in an American film.
It's definitely not verbatim, because I can't actually remember. But
it sounds like something a guy would say to a girl in a chick flick, like, corny, cheesy piece of rubbish movie.
Yeah, pretty much, probably from that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so you saw... You saw how I was dressed really well the other day, right? So
which day was this?
Just, you know, every day you've known me.
That day you were doing all that cleaning?
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. So what do you think of my style? I think that's probably...
I think that was a bit of a fashion faux pas.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, because you...
I thought those marigolds looked good on me.
Especially with them
those
awful...
pink marigolds.
Awful pants that you wore.
The little kind of apron.
I can't believe you wear, like, camo trousers with a pinny. It's not and flip flops.
Camo trousers, what are they?
Camouflage trousers.
No, but which ones?
You know them ones you got? But they're like them really bad ones that are like they've got orange in as well. I don't know why you wear them.
Yeah, actually, I don't know why. I think I was trying to camouflage myself with the kitchen so that passers-by wouldn't see me.
Like you're a stealth cleaner.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That'd be a good name for a product.
I'm a clean ninja.
Clean ninja. No,
sounds like a disease.
Definitely. If I got Cleninja, I'd be
you'd go to the doctors and get an ointment for it.
It shops an offer of a samurai sword.
Yeah. But yeah, the fashion faux pas that you're talking about is that comes from French.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Faux pas.
What do you think it means?
Well, we've had the word faux.
Yeah.
In like fake friends.
Yeah.
Faux ami.
Faux ami. Yeah. Good one.
Yeah, but I don't know what the rest
well means. Faux pas is. It just means. Pas, just I think it's a mispronunciation of the word pas, P-A-S, which just means like a step.
Okay.
So it means you've put your foot in the wrong direction.
You've made the wrong decision.
The wrong decision, yeah.
You've stepped in the wrong direction.
It could literally be a faux pas, literally, if you're wearing crap shoes.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, literally.
Or maybe, you know, really exaggerate, what's the word? Elaborate shoes or something like that.
Elaborate?
Yeah. Did you ever... Did you ever hear that song? It was like ooh ee ooh ah ah,
ting tang, walla walla bing bang, ooh ee ooh ah ah, ting tang, walla walla bang bang.
Yeah, that one. And the group that sang that were called, I think they were called the Cartoons.
They were indeed.
And I remember when I was a kid, I used to watch the music video on TV on Top of the Pops.
Mm-hmm.
It's a British reference, and there was one character in that video who had the most amazing shoes. They were like these stilettos, but they had like a mini aquarium in the.
You don't mean stiletto. You mean like a platform?
Platform, yeah. And it had like a fish swimming in his shoe. I thought that was amazing.
They have that in The Simpsons as well. Doesn't Disco Stew try and sell like some old platforms of dead fish? Yeah. But I watched that video recently, actually.
What?
Yeah, I was showing some children that video because I thought, children must like this.
Yeah.
And then I didn't realise how sexual it was.
Is it?
Yeah. It's just like the guy's like, woo, look at them. Like, looking at big old...
What do you do if you start playing a video in front of, you know, for kids like that, and then it is too sexual? Do you just turn it off, or do you just ride it out and hope they don't notice?
It depends if it's, like, the sexual kind of... You know, like, you can watch, like, a Disney movie. Not Disney, more like Pixar, where there's, like, adult references.
Yeah.
If they're, like, adult enough that a child's not going to understand it, I think it's kind of all right just to...
Yeah, I think they don't pick up on it. I think I agree. Because, I mean, I watched that as a kid and clearly didn't pick up on those. I was just looking at the fish.
Exactly.
In the shoe.
Your eyes were drawn not to humongous breasts.
Amazing, yeah.
But
can I just on a little, just a little side note, a different language. But I'm currently learning German at the moment.
Oh, there you go.
Just a little point. I think it's really amazing. The word for gloves in German is literally just hand shoes.
Which is?
I think that's so... I think, I don't know, it's like handshoe or something.
Handshoe. What would that be in... What's handshoe in French?
It would be like a manchoussou.
Okay, that's a new word. That's a new word for gloves, everyone. Yeah. Manchoussou.
We're just going to reinvent the French language via this semi-educational podcast.
We're going to make our own kind of slang, like that backwards one that you talk about.
What, Verlan?
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
I used a bit of that the other day, didn't I?
Did you?
I tried to.
Did I?
When we're at the bar, when we're at that concert, and you said, say this, and I was like, no, I don't trust you.
So I tried to get you to say, what was it?
Something, thanks, well,
it's the Verlan for mercy.
Yeah.
So it's simer.
Simer.
Simer. Yeah.
I didn't trust you, though.
Simer.
I did say it, but I still didn't trust
you. The more you kind of, you know, you can kind of say, you can say like simer, or you can say simer.
Yeah.
And the more kind of you put that r on the end, it's more like gangster. So it's like sumer. It's like really gangster.
Now you sound like MC Solar.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. So back to fashion.
Back to fashion. So we were talking about people dressed badly. Initially, I did start that off. So not great to be a pioneer of badly dressed people.
No, but, never.
Whatever. But yeah, there's a really cool expression actually in French, which means someone who's dressed like really ridiculously, maybe like the cartoon characters in the cartoons video.
Yeah.
What's that song called? Witch Doctor?
I think it was called The Witch Doctor. Actually, I don't think it was called The Witch Doctor. I think it was called something else. But everyone called it The Witch Doctor because it was called...
Yeah. Well, so the expression in French, right, is quite a nice one. It's basically, if someone is dressed badly or weirdly, you can say they're dressed like the Ace of Spades. Yeah.
Yeah?
The Ace of Spades!
Why is that a thing?
Don't know. I guess... Do you know, I can't work it out, but then...
Because you're on your own? Because you'd be a loner for dressing like that? You'd be one single?
Maybe, yeah. Or maybe you make the shape of the ace of the ace of spades. You know, the shape?
So you've got a massive ass.
Maybe you've got, like, flared trousers, and then some kind of billowy dress or robe for a guy, whatever.
Sounds cool.
Well, guys can wear dresses too, it's just...
It's their preference.
Yeah, whatever.
More evs. So yeah, what's it saying?
So in French, okay. So, all right. So you'll need a bit of vocab. The word to dress is habiller.
Habiller.
Yeah, it sounds a bit like habiter.
Yeah.
Which means to live.
Mm-hmm.
So j'habite is like I live.
Mm-hmm.
And habiller. Mm-hmm. Again, it's spelled with a H, and that means to dress. And the past habiller. Tense of that is habiller. It's pronounced the same, but it's written differently. So you say habiller comme. Which is dressed like l'as de pique.
L'as de pique?
Yeah. Le as is just
ace,
the ace.
Yeah.
It's just A-S.
Mm-hmm.
L'as. And de pique. Pique is the spades.
Is that the same word for a spade? Like for digging a hole?
No, it's not actually. No. Well, a bucket and spade is a nice expression. It's un seau et une pelle. So, une pelle. Un seau is a spade.
Mm-hmm.
Et une pelle is a bucket.
Ah, pelle.
Hmm. Yeah.
Is that like pestle and mortel? Is that?
Maybe, yeah.
Probably
maybe
derived from the same
thing. Well, which one's the pestle?
I don't know.
I don't either. It's like nooks and crannies. Which one's the nook?
Both. They're both the same.
They're one thing, aren't they? They can be a singular.
Yeah, but they're referred to as two different things.
Yeah, bizarre, isn't it? Yeah. But, habillé comme l'as de pique.
Habiller comme l'as de pique.
Yeah, and if it's I'm talking about him.
Yeah.
Or if you're talking about me, you could say James est habillé comme l'as de pique.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah. Well, and I thought since we were on this expression, I thought it'd be quite cool to go over the other faces of cards.
Yeah.
Because it's something you probably wouldn't ever really learn in a classroom.
No.
But actually, if you're like at a party or something.
Or a casino.
Or casino. Slightly cooler.
Yeah.
dressed to the nines.
Wow, then, good reference.
Yeah. Then, you know, you're going to want to be able to say it. If you're playing a game of poker and you can't say the faces, you'd be screwed.
Yeah.
So, pique is spades.
Uh-huh.
Think of it a bit like an ice pick.
Like a
or,
pick.
Well, a pick, a pickaxe. Maybe. Clubs is trèfle.
Trèfle?
Trèfle, yeah. Which... if you think about it, a club, actually, the picture is actually a bit like a clover, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's basically, I think that's the word for clover. Because if you think tre means like three.
Three, yeah.
And Fleur is a bit like
flower.
Flower, yeah. Or it's a bit like that. So it's trèfle.
Trèfle. Trèfle. Makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's like three flowers. It's, well, that's the mnemonic anyway. It's not exact. Heart is just heart. It's just cœur.
Cœur.
Yeah, cœur. And that's just a word for a heart.
Heart, yeah.
And diamonds is carreau.
Carreau.
Carreau, which is, I don't know, if you live in a French-speaking country, maybe Carrefour might be a good reference, because that's a supermarket.
Has it got, has it got a bit of a diamond in there?
Maybe. It's but carreau kind of means squared anyway.
Squared.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it, yeah, more or less, yeah. I mean, a square, the word for a square is carré.
Carré?
Yeah.
Carré. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So there you go. So that's a little sidetrack.
How do you say black and red?
Black and red. Noir et rouge.
Okay.
Why is that?
Just because half of them are black and half of them are red.
Because, yeah.
How about Jack, King, Queen?
I'm not sure about them. You know what? You can go and look them up yourselves.
Okay.
Fellow listeners. Because part of the language learning experience is the
a little bit of personal research.
Yeah, because it's a bit like bands, I think. You know, when you learn a word yourself that you've discovered, you remember it more clearly than if someone says, oh, check out this band.
Yeah.
You know, and then you listen to it, but you haven't got the same attachment. It's not the originality that you've discovered, you know?
I listened to a new band this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Called Frightened Rabbit.
Frightened
Rabbit.
Yeah, I really like Frightened Rabbit.
I thought it was like, well, not new, but new to me. Just like Biffy Clyro, but a bit not as good.
Wobbly lyrics.
The lyrics were quite nice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the one that I've heard, or a few tracks that I've heard, they do a really good cover of Set You Free. You know that? Oh, little love, set you free.
I love that song.
Yeah, they do a really good cover of that. So maybe your faith in Frightened Rabbit can be saved yet.
Yeah.
Like a rabbit in the headlights.
Of,
don't know.
A car?
A car, maybe.
Anything with headlights.
You know, something else that's in the headlights is cat's eyes.
Yes.
On the motorway, which sounds a bit like catwalk. Which is what fashionistas and models around the world.
I don't think we've made a worse.
I'm sorry. That
segue.
That was a pretty standard segue. yeah.
Come on.
So if you're on our Facebook page, which is just you can just find it with "Pardon My French" in the Facebook search bar,
or just www.facebook.com/PardonMyFrenchPodcast.
Exactly. Yeah. Then you may have noticed, or you probably did. No, it's just the video we put up about all the models tripping on the catwalk, which I personally find hilarious. What about you, Tom?
I did find it quite funny, but after that, I went and watched a video about fishing television program bloopers.
Wow.
Which was even funnier.
Was it?
I don't know why.
How is it funnier?
Because they're so like straight-edged, all these fishermen.
That's like the... what's the name of that French guy who does those pranks where he's like... The one where he puts skis on and then jumps into a pool.
Oh, I can't remember his name.
Yeah, well...
He's that sports person, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a sports person. We'll try and put it on the Facebook page as well.
Yeah, he's
But there's one where he runs up to that lake and there's a guy fishing. And he just launches his... Picks up his rod and just launches it into the river.
Like a javelin.
Yeah. What a ledge, man. What a ledge. So yeah, massive. A catwalk, going back to that.
Go on.
Something that you may fall off or walk upon is podium.
Podium.
Podium, yeah. Just like, well, just a podium, really.
Yeah.
It's quite easy to remember, actually.
Yeah. And how do you say walk?
Walk is... there's different words for walk, actually. Mm-hmm. You can... The simplest one is marcher.
Marcher.
Yeah. Like to march.
Marcher.
Yeah, march. Yeah. However, there are other ones. For example, you can... I think we actually said it the other day. You can say se balader.
Se balader. Yeah, we did say that.
Yeah, we did, yeah. Which means... That means to carry yourself around, to go for a stroll.
There's others, isn't there?
Yeah. To go for a gentle stroll, just kind of... Without really a specific aim in mind. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone's visiting, you go for a nice walk. You can say errer.
Okay.
It means just to stroll around. I think it's a lovely word, actually.
The way you might explore a city aimlessly.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe if you go to a park, you might say, we have strolled around the park.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think it's a lovely word because it's such a nice action, isn't it? How often in this day and age do we just get to walk for the sake of it? Rather than walking, striding purposely towards
It's true. You
know, some stressful destination.
Maybe we should take more time.
Stress-tination.
It was all right, mate.
Yeah, it's pretty good. and then there's another one you can, if you go for a walk or if you go for a hike, you can say faire une randonnée. Yeah, so there's lots of other ones. Yeah, lots of ways of saying walking. Just as in most languages.
Really. How would you say to walk on the catwalk though? That's just
okay.
That'd just be to.
Yeah, I think I'm not sure if there's a specific word actually, but I would have thought marché.
Yeah, because
but
not...
it might be different. Again, that's something to look up. Yeah, we haven't even said what fashion is. The word for fashion.
Go on.
Do you know?
No.
Is la mode.
Ah, la mode.
Yeah.
Okay.
So from which we get the expression à la mode.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, if something is, you know, fashionable at this time, you say it's à la mode. It just means
à la mode.
Yeah, it just means it's of the fashion.
Of the time.
Makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah, yeah. And I guess that's where we get probably where the word model from as well.
Mm. Do they use that in? Is that the magazine in Ugly Betty?
What?
Something mode. I'm not sure. My sister would know.
Yeah, maybe. Well, what are famous fashion magazines that are
Vogue.
Noteworthy? Vogue, yeah. I mean, it all comes out of Paris, doesn't it, really? All these...
Paris, New York, London.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. That's the only places you need to be.
If you want to be in the know.
Yeah.
If you want to be plugged in. Because, did you know, another nice little word. In French, if you want to be in the know, if you want to be kind of cool, you know all the new stuff, you call it being plugged in, which in French is branché. Yeah,
like a branch. Yeah.
Yeah,
so you're attached.
Yeah, so when, for example, when you plug in when you plug in a plug into a socket, you would say that's the verb is branché, to plug in. Yeah,
anything. Anything into any socket.
Well, for an electricity socket, then that is the verb. Depends what you're thinking.
Like when we plug a mic into this box.
Yeah, that would be branché, yeah.
Okay. Also, I looked up, it is mode that Ugly Betty works for.
Is that what it's called? That's just the name of the magazine?
Mode.
That is such a bad, badly written show. I used to watch that for a bit, and then I realised how terrible it was.
My sister watched it like it was a religion, and I just could never bother watching it.
Which religion?
Television.
Okay.
I'm a follower.
Yeah, because I think, in terms of dress sense, I think, I always think kind of, what's it, Buddhists? I think they dress quite cool.
I don't think you can make that generalisation.
No, but I mean, you couldn't for most religions, but there is a kind of a uniform, like a dress code, isn't there, with Buddhism, with the kind of the gowns, you know, the kind of, you ever seen that kind of, the kind of nice musty brown...
Orangey, is that...
Oh wait, what was it? Yeah, is it like, some part of it is orange, maybe it's like a shawl or something that's orange.
Well, yeah, but not all Buddhists dress like that.
No, that's true. But I sat next to one on a plane.
Yeah?
And a chat? No, actually, no.
That's a shame.
I just put my iPod in. Or read a book.
Antisocial.
Well, really? He was probably meditating.
Probably reading Vogue, weren't you?
I was reading Mode.
Mode.
Yeah.
Our Mode.
Exactly, yeah. But, so branché is a cool one.
I always think planes are quite an interesting place when it comes to fashion.
Yeah.
Because whenever I'm going to fly on a plane, I do not think anything about how I look. I think purely about how I'm going to feel for sitting on a plane for possibly 10 hours.
I completely agree with you.
But then you see some people, like, dressed, like, immaculately because they want to... They're obviously in front of other people and they want to present themselves well.
Yeah.
Like, in, like, high heels and, like, super tight jeans. I'm like, how... I'm literally wearing pyjamas here. I'm wearing as close... Like,
really?
As pyjamas. If I could get away with wearing pyjamas, I would. But like, I wear jogging bottoms.
Well, I sleep naked, so that wouldn't be practical on a plane.
Definitely not. Well, just take your duvet off.
Just my teddy bear, yeah.
No one said I can't do this.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking the other day, so we live in the mountains, and I have my ski gear with me here.
As do I.
Yeah, and I was thinking... Would it be unacceptable to get on a plane in ski boots or, for example, in rollerblades?
All right. I had this conversation with, Ali.
Yeah?
And because she didn't have anywhere to put her boots.
Yeah.
And she asked if she could wear them onto the plane. And they said...
I would have thought no.
They didn't give her a real answer. They're like, no, but you can check them for free. So they checked all her boots for free for her as an extra check-in.
For free?
Yeah, but they didn't answer whether or not she'd be allowed to wear them on the plane.
I think probably not, because the people on board need to be able to evacuate a plane.
You're allowed to wear snowboard boots on a plane. I've seen that.
Oh, but they're more like a boot. You can move in them. Yeah,
they're pliable.
But speaking of planes, right? And we're slightly deviating here, but you know this is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
I was the other day in my workplace, yeah. And two kids came in, and they were talking to me about aviation. I kid you not, for a good half hour to an hour, they were so in the know. It was amazing. They were telling me all the, literally detail for detail, the like emergency protocols for like a plane crash if one engine fails, or if like a duck flies into your windscreen or something.
How do these kids know this?
I don't know.
Maybe they were just like completely making up. You're taken on a complete flight.
Put line and right. Sinker.
Yeah.
Tightened down shit creek without a pedal, mate.
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
They're just making it all up.
And they were like, oh, that new film Flight, you know, yeah. Denzel Washington.
And they were, really bad impression know, yeah. of whatever that was.
Oh, right. You asking me a question?
We're going to put a link up to, what's his name? Godfrey.
Godfrey, yeah. Doing a good impression.
See, that,
I was doing an impression of his impression, so that's why it sounds wrong.
Still bad.
Yeah, and they were saying it's so realistic. That could never happen. That could never happen. Yeah, whatever.
You can't fly a plane upside down?
No, that's true. No, you can't, because it just messes with your hair.
You know? And in the fashion world, you can't have that.
No, you can't. No. I mean,
hair's an important thing. What is a hairdresser in French?
Hairdresser is a coiffeur.
Coiffeur.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So you, if you want to go to the hairdresser, you say, I'm going, basically, you say, chez le coiffeur, which chez normally means someone's house. For example, if I say I'm going to Tom's house, I'd say, je vais chez Tom.
Chez Tom.
Yeah,
that's where we are now.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It's,
chez
not,
Tom.
It's not a house, but it's your room, yeah.
Well, it's like my apartment.
Yeah, it's your like penthouse suite.
Yeah, well, I've got balconies looking out over the mountains.
Pretty sweet.
I've got double doors going out onto a patio area. I've got a sofa. A
football out there. You've even got a canoe out there.
I've got a canoe and a garden.
In case you want a paddle to work.
It's possible. It's not possible.
Maybe. Well, the snow's melting, so that'll be enough.
You could probably slide. Slide to work.
What, uphill?
I know, I didn't expect you to push me.
You'd have to just like shunt yourself quite a lot.
Get the oars.
Yeah. But
so chez Tom.
Yeah, chez Tom. Yeah, and so if you want to go to the hairdresser, it's chez le coiffeur. You can also say chez le médecin.
Chez le médecin.
Yeah, which médecin is like a doctor or like a GP. So yeah, it's the same kind of thing. It's
house of the doctor.
Quite nice. It's quite nice that it's kind of like come to our house.
It's like informal, isn't it?
Yeah. Kind of, but then I guess it's not for French people, because that's just what the word that is.
Yeah.
So
you don't say the doctor's surgery.
No, you just say, you know.
You don't say the house of the
hospital. You say I'm going to the doctors, don't you?
Yeah.
I guess doctors implies a place, doesn't it? It's like there's a word that's just dropped there in the English language. Going to the doctor's what?
Going to the doctor's car.
Yeah.
He's dodgy.
Yeah.
He's out of the boot.
Back alley medicine. Yeah.
Or the trunk.
I'm just going to take out my appendix for a fiver. For a fiver and a stick of gum.
He says, I'm keeping it and feed it to my dog.
Yeah. Going to send it back to me for a quid. And I'm a sucker for a bargain. Oh, brilliant.
Why are you on all the accents today?
I don't know.
No sort of accent tip.
I don't know. There's something in those peanuts that I've just had.
Yeah, they're good peanuts, weren't they?
What is peanuts in French? You can read that out off the packet.
Well, I can't read that word.
Yeah, you can.
Grill?
Well, no.
This word?
No, this word here.
That says Carrefour.
Cut and then under it.
Cachouté?
I'll put you out.
Yeah,
in
I cannot
Cacouette.
Cacouette?
Yeah, cacouette.
What's that one?
That's the German one. Bindernoten.
Bindernoten.
Bindernoten. Yeah.
We should do this podcast on German. It's a much easier language to speak.
Yeah, well, actually, you know, you've seen The Clockwork Orange, haven't you?
Yeah.
And you know he refers to people as droogs.
Yeah.
You ever seen that? It's like hello my droog, you know. Mm. And the German word for a peanut there is droog, isn't it? It's quite cool.
Mm.
But the since this is a French podcast, there's on the front of this packet it also says grillé à sec, which just means grilled to dry. Sec keeps coming up loads in our podcast, doesn't it? Grillé à sec. Yeah.
I apologise, we're now meeting the nubs.
Wait. So yeah, I thought since it's about fashion, it'd be quite good maybe to go over a couple of names of fashion items.
Okay. I'll maybe. Ask them and you tell me what they are.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to be...
Okay.
Be okay. Okay, right, start at the top.
All right.
A hat.
A hat, okay. So on your head, you can either, if it's cold, you can wear like a bobble hat, which in French is a bonnet. Just like like an Easter bonnet.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
A bonnet. Is that the same as a toque?
A bonnet. It's basically what Canadians call a toque, yeah. Which I think is a much better name than a beanie.
Yeah, it is. Well done, Canada. You got one thing right.
Oh, Canada.
Oh, okay. We're not Canadian.
No. And so, but then if you're maybe a jock, or it's a sunny day, or maybe you want to shield your eyes from something,
baseball
or
cap.
You've got Mac on fringe and you want to tuck that to the side, then you wear a baseball cap, yeah. Which in French is a casquette.
Casquette.
Interestingly, when I'm skiing, I'm wearing a casque, which is just a helmet.
Oh.
So a casquette is like, the et is like a diminutive, so it's kind of like a small helmet. It's kind of cool, isn't it? You know. I mean, what else has et on the end, you know? Can you think of any other ones?
No.
I don't know. Well, there's lots of words.
You'll get, they'll come to you.
They'll come to me.
What about sunglasses?
Sunglasses is les lunettes, which when you think about it, is actually strange, because lune normally relates to the moon, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But they're called lunettes, so...
Isn't that just glasses?
And that's another word with et on the end.
Lunettes.
It's a small moon.
I thought it was lunettes de soleil or something. Or is it just lunette?
Well, yeah, lunette de soleil would be
sunglasses. And glasses.
Lune is just lunette. Yeah, yeah.
And no, I agree. Yeah. Monocle.
So, a monocle. I don't know. I would imagine. I'm just guessing, but I would imagine it's probably similar, like monocle or something. I don't know.
Just one to look up.
Yeah, yeah. Just on the speaking of the eyes, right? I think there's a great word which we may have mentioned before, but the word for eyeball is one of my favourite words.
Yeah.
It's un globe oculaire.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds really... like a fancy book.
Well, it's like a little globe. It's a little globe in your head. And then oculaire is like, I guess, oc kind of means something to do with it. Vision.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's cool. All right. So let's keep going down the body. So a normal scarf around your neck would be une écharpe.
Une écharpe?
Yeah, which une écharpe. So it sounds like scarf. It sounds a bit like scarf. Scarf, okay. Écharpe.
And a tie?
And a tie is a cravat.
I like cravat.
Yeah, which is not what we
call a cravat.
Think of a cravat. Yeah. A cravat for us is like a little kind of little handkerchief.
Yeah,
little,
like a
little napkin around your neck, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't get that. No, t-shirt or shirt or.
Okay, so t-shirt is very very easy. Can you guess?
T-shirt.
T-shirt.
Yeah.
T-shirt. Yeah.
And what about shirt, like dress shirt?
Whereas a dress shirt would be a une chemise.
Chemise.
Yeah.
Chemise.
Yeah, yeah. So,
do you know the word for cufflink?
No, I wish I did, because that would make me absolutely pimping.
Yeah,
but well, I mean, we've already seen the word for a tuxedo, haven't we? Do you remember what that was from a while back? A few episodes back.
I remember talking about it.
Well, but... yeah, it'd be something that you'd probably see a kind of a Russian millionaire getting on a plane wearing.
Yeah,
and you'd be thinking, oh God, why aren't he in his gym jams? You know.
Because he wouldn't be in his gym jams because he's obviously a pimp.
Yeah, that is true, that is true. Yeah.
If I was a pimp, then I probably wouldn't be allowed to dress in my gym jams.
Yeah, well, yeah. But, I mean, he makes it look more pimp when he gets on as he just does his cufflinks up.
Like Bond.
Raises his arm right in the air, like Bond, yeah. Mm. Hopefully doesn't shoot the screen after that, like Bond.
I've never worn a cufflink. Have you been...
I think I wore them at my kind of... When I was about 16 and we had a kind of... You know, kind of mock prom.
Okay.
And I say mock, but it was a prom. But it's like, you know, it's just like it's got a feel of like awkwardness and fakeness to it.
Yeah.
Because everyone's wearing rented tuxedos that look ten sizes too big or small.
Yeah.
And you know,
I've never worn a suit in my life.
Are you joking?
I'm nearly 26. I've never worn a full suit ever.
How are you?
I'm
here?
Quite proud of it, what to be honest.
Yeah.
When do you need to wear a suit?
When, you know, only when people expect you to. So like, there's when you think about it, there's a huge element of kind of pretense about suits, isn't there?
Well,
if everyone wore clown outfits, then you'd be expected to wear that to work.
Yeah. Well, no, I wouldn't even wear a suit to work. I used to try and wear a suit, but then...
Well, no, you'd wear a clown outfit.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to say in real life.
Well, if you're a clown, you'd wear a clown outfit anyway.
To work.
If you turned up as a clown wearing a suit, you'd probably get frowned upon.
Mm.
You know? But then they look like they're frowning anyway, don't they, because of the makeup.
Sometimes.
The maquillage.
Maquillage?
Yeah.
That's a good one for fashion.
A nice little fashion word.
I've been to like loads of weddings. Not loads, a few. But they're always
how many? Four?
Yeah. They're always in the summer.
No, I'm sorry.
So I've never been having to... I'll just wear a shirt and a tie.
You didn't wear your gym jams as well, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I normally wear trainers as well.
Trainers?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. Well, you can't wear trainers with a suit.
Custom trainers.
I feel like your father now. Like, all right, son, come on, let's take you out and get you first.
Where is my dad from?
Apparently Yorkshire. Apparently deep in the hills of Yorkshire.
Yeah, well, he's not.
Come on, like, you can't wear those trainers. Here's some boot polish.
I even imagine that if when I get married...
Never mind boot polish. Bit of saliva will do.
I'm getting married in trainers, for sure.
Really?
Custom design trainers.
What do you think about wedding marriages? Sorry. That was a poorly said question.
Go on.
What do you think about beach weddings? That's what I wanted to say.
It depends.
Weddings on a beach.
It depends where the beach is.
Mm-hmm. Next to the shore, preferably.
I'm thinking more like climate.
Okay. A hot destination. Let's say Barbados or something.
Then...
A beautiful, hot place.
I think it's fine. I just don't know how you keep all the chairs there.
Yeah, chairs is one thing.
You have to have a deck and then chairs, then you kind of lose all the sand.
Well, what, just deck chairs?
Well, everyone's just chilling.
Combine the two.
Everyone's cotching.
Yeah, that'd be great.
What's your opinion on...
Why do you ask? Just because it's a debate that I've had before, and I think it's nice. Like, if it's what the people want. At the end of the day, a wedding is kind of a personal thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think people... I like to see like creative ideas that people have.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people that get married skydiving or bungee jumping or underwater or something like ridiculous that they both enjoy. Like having a sword fight.
Underwater, the family photo is not going to be great, is it?
I think it'll be amazing.
You're going to have that just pulled out of the hedge look, aren't you?
It's going to be hard to find a wedding photographer. We need to have all the pictures underwater.
Yeah. So a scuba diving
wedding?
Hmm.
It's fun. Yeah, that'd be possible.
But, I think it's fine on a beach. But if you do go on a beach, then maybe you could have some kind of customised cufflinks, maybe like with little fans in them. So like as you kind of lift, you know, sweep your hair out of your face and also get a little, cool waft of air to cool you down.
A waft.
Or maybe a clown getting married could have little cufflinks with like a little water sprayer in. So if you're like, oh, smell that, you know.
Because it looks
you know,
like
they have,
a flower.
The little flower they have on their wrist. You'd be like, smell that, and then it'd be like, whee! Like,
you're an idiot.
Water in your face. Now you look like a dick.
Get out of here. Right, Who invited you?
Coming back to this word then, so cufflinks, as I've remembered now,
okay.
The word is bouton de manchette.
Bouton de manchette.
Yeah, so bouton in this, what's your phone?
Yeah, keep going.
In this context just means like a button or like a little...
Yeah.
Like a little, a button, yeah. And manchette, we've actually seen this word before, but this is amazing because loads of words with et are just appearing suddenly. Now, what is, if you take the et off, what do you get from manchette?
Manche.
Yeah. Yeah, which is the English channel. And it actually, and why is it called English? Why is it called?
The sleeve.
The sleeve.
Yeah.
So, le manchette is, it's a diminutive. It's the E-double-T-E at the end. So manchette is like a small sleeve. So it's like the small sleeve at the end of your big sleeve.
Okay, the cuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the cuff. And so it's basically the buttons of your little sleeve.
Very nice. Quite cute.
Yeah, bouton de manchette.
Oh. Yeah, that is a good place for us to stop because I have to answer a text.
Okay.
So I had a text all about...
Answered. You've answered it.
I've answered the text about... About washing some ski gear that needs to be washed. So
yeah,
I'm
nice.
Sorting that tomorrow.
It's nice to get that in the mail, you know, isn't it? It wasn't like, hi, how's it going? It was just a...
Get it done.
Do my laundry for me.
Like I need to get this done, otherwise...
Male Cinderella.
That's right. I don't think we should be sexist about the jobs that Cinderella does.
Tom, shall you go to the ball?
Probably not, because I've never worn a suit. And not to ever.
In your trainers and your gym jams, you look like a right dick.
Probably, but...
Rocking up in your pumpkin... car.
Pumpkin crepes.
It wouldn't be like ironically pumpkin. It'd just literally be like because you couldn't afford a car. It's like in union. Rats put. To be honest, if rats turned up pulling your car to a ball, No one would dance with
they're
that.
They're horses. They're not rats. They were rats. They're now horses.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
if you go with horses... Oh, yeah. horses are fine.
Wasn't
rats.
Like a million rats pulling a carriage, was it?
the image is ridiculous. Yeah. But yeah, a word that I always thought was French, I might be wrong, mm-hmm. the place that I would buy my suit if I ever yeah. did go, would be like a boutique. So I wouldn't want yeah. to get it off the high street. I'd want to get it fancy.
Yeah, that's
where
right.
I get my cufflinks.
Your bouton de manchette.
My bouton de manchette.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I think boutique, you're right, is a French word. I mean, because the world of fashion was established in, or, you know, was in part largely established in Paris and,
yeah.
you know, maybe Milan as well.
We've said about this,
haven't we? There's yeah. lots of European, and well, particularly French words in fashion. For example, you can dress very chic.
Yeah.
You know?
Chic.
Or you can do something very avant-garde.
What do yeah. all these words mean?
Okay, well, chic just means basically what it means in English.
Like,
just kind of trendy, cool, nice.
Yeah. I'm just making this gesture, which means nothing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put my hands
no, it's good. It's kind of like sharp, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like
sharp.
Making shapes.
Yeah.
You can, yeah, avant-garde kind of just means, well, it's just like before, I don't know. But it means the same in French anyway.
Mm.
It's like, I guess, avant means before.
Yeah.
So... yeah, we could probably look up the origin of that, but yeah, basically it's something before its time kind of thing.
Yeah, so it's yeah. like, again, cutting edge kind of.
Cutting edge, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And boutique is just a boutique.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, we just stole the word because
it's
sounds quite
fancy.
Yeah, and also it's quite a nice, it was a word that we didn't really have. Like, yeah. It was something that we didn't really know how to describe.
And now we use boutique.
Yeah, where you can get all your, you know, all your designer brands.
Yeah,
or not. Usually, actually, in a boutique, you get more independent well, some, stuff. Don't
yeah,
you?
But sometimes, you, like that independent stuff is sometimes more. It is branded, obviously, but yeah. it's that kind of maybe really expensive,
yeah,
like one-off
right.
kind of thing. Like our friend who runs a bar in Lausanne, uh-huh. Matty, uh-huh. was showing us his website. Pardon me, I just burped, where he was trying to buy all these fancy shoes.
Yeah.
Remember all these like
yeah, yeah.
Like, in London this would cost you 400 quid here yeah, getting it for like 100 francs
yeah
yeah yeah but
I
that's
they were average coats and
yeah,
things
yeah he was going on about bape wasn't he and stuff
yeah, yeah. but what? Yeah like yeah. I know yeah like you say sometimes in these boutique places like things can be really like you look at the price tag and you're like whoa
yeah
Christ
but you're kind of paying for that exclusivity aren't you
yeah I guess
but
so
you,
yeah
you know that maybe no one else is ever going to wear this
or if you're a tactical shopper as I am You wait for a sale,
yeah.
Which in French is un solde.
Un solde?
Solde. Oh, yeah, it's the word sold in English with yeah. an E on the end.
Yeah.
Which is so, quite cool.
What's the thing they have in the supermarket when something's reduced?
You could say réduction.
Yeah, they have another word as well.
I don't know.
But I've seen reduction, they have like another thing. Oh, it says action on everything.
Oh, yeah, that's right, action.
I don't,
I don't know what that represents, but yeah, it means kind of buy now because it's
yeah,
going to go out of date. Maybe act now because these yeah. yogurts are going to turn into mushrooms in a minute.
Yeah, so eat them quick.
Yeah, yeah. but yeah, like I know for a fact that my mum and my sister get a lot of their accessories and things
yeah.
from little boutique-y places in our town. So
I don't imagine your town has a boutique.
Why Null?
Yeah, because I imagine it, because I don't go up north.
Yeah.
I imagine it's still full of coal miners and stuff north.
No, it is, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like coal mining accessories, you know, like head
shovels,
torches, pickaxes,
boots.
You name it. Boots, well, you get your medicines and
well done,
your face creams and stuff there.
No, but, yeah, no, but you were saying about brands. Is there a name for like...
What, a brand?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, the word for a brand in French is une marque.
Marque.
Une marque is M-A-R-Q-U-E.
Q-U-E.
Q-U-E. Yeah, sorry.
Q-U-E.
I couldn't say it. I couldn't speak
marque.
Properly. Une marque, yeah. Marque. So, I mean, that kind of makes sense. It's like you're marking
your
object.
Branding
your branding. Yeah,
yeah,
literally, yeah. Yeah, you're marking it. Mm. And I mean, I think Adidas is a French brand.
Is it?
I think originally, yeah. Nike is, of course, American.
Nike,
yeah.
But, like, all English call it Nike.
Yeah, we call it
everyone.
Nike. Nike.
Okay, sorry. I'm from the South.
It's great, no. And in Wales, they'd call it Nike.
Nike. They probably call it Nike.
Scotland would be what? Nike.
Nike. But
Nike.
Americans and the Canadians call it Nike because that's what it is called.
That's literally what the name of the god is called.
Nike, which makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I don't know why we call it Nike.
It's and a bit like if we called Puma, like...
Puma. Oh.
Or Puma, yeah.
Puma. But then we could say Adidas wrong as well, because it's Adidas most places.
Yeah, but I think Adidas is right.
Like, you sure Adidas isn't German?
It's European anyway. I think it's French.
What about Lecoq Sportif?
Lecoq Sportif is a French brand, yeah. The sporty cock.
What about Kappa?
Kappa? Again, I'm not sure about that.
Kappa must be Italian.
It must be, yeah. It sounds it, doesn't it, yeah. Diadora? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so there are a few marks, a few brands, if you didn't know. But there's going back to accessories, there's a nice little accessory that has a kind of French name or some kind of French connection.
Fashion show. Episode.
It's just on fire.
On fire tonight.
Yeah, it's a fire sale. Come on. Is the word for a pendant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which is quite nice. It's like something that hangs around your neck.
Yeah.
And the French word for to hang is pendre.
Pendre.
Pendre, yeah. It's P-E-N-D-R-E. Pendre.
Would you use that for hanging a picture? Or was it or hanging a person? Or?
Yeah, I think you can use it for all of those, yeah. Yeah, so I think for someone who is hanged, you can say, yeah, pendu.
Pendu.
Yeah, which is the past tense. And we've seen this before. Words with the A-N-T at the end, it sometimes means a permanent thing that's happening continually, yeah. Like an attendant.
Okay.
You know, we've seen this, or a detergent.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same way, pendant means hanging.
Okay.
Yeah, pendant means something that is hanging. Yeah. In fact, the word pendant also means during.
During?
Yeah. So, okay. I guess if you think of it kind of metaphorically, if a moment is hanging in time,
mm-hmm.
then it's something is happening whilst it's hanging
there.
So you could say, I did this, you know, pendant. He was talking during the film, pendant le film.
Ah, okay. That's an interesting word then.
It's quite nice. Yeah, yeah. I think it's kind of cool.
Cool.
Yeah. So maybe you could be doing something whilst you're washing your clothes.
Yes.
Which is...
I'd probably be listening to my iPod.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe listening back to this podcast.
How would you say that in French?
Kind of egocentric prick.
Say, I'll be listening to the podcast whilst washing.
Okay, well, okay. It's a bit... It'd be a bit advanced, but it'd be like... j'écouterai
mm-hmm.
mon iPod
mm-hmm.
en faisant le linge.
Wow.
Yeah. Or en faisant le... En lavant les vêtements. So, okay. Vêtements means clothing. And clothes. Vêtements.
So, everyone who enjoys a little bit of further French,
uh-huh.
you can enjoy that.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, that's...
That's not our normal level of French.
No, well, no, you'd have to have a good knowledge of tenses and stuff to understand what...
Our intermediate listeners.
Yeah, yeah. But there's a... Okay, so there's a really nice expression, speaking of washing up and laundry.
Yeah. Laundry.
Laundry. Yeah, there's a really nice word for laundry, which is mm-hmm. linge.
Linge?
Linge. L-I-N-G-E. Linge.
Linge.
Yeah. And that means kind of like washing up or... Well, no, it means like laundry, dirty clothes.
Yeah.
You know, sheets and stuff.
Anything along those lines.
Yeah, exactly. And so, for example, a washing machine is a lave-linge. It's a masculine, so it's un lave-linge.
Lave-linge.
Lave means to wash.
Yeah.
So lave-linge is a washing machine.
Oh.
But there's a beautiful expression in French, which is basically, imagine the context, maybe a politician does something bad in his private life.
Yeah.
And it comes out in the general public.
Airing their dirty laundry.
Yes, exactly, yeah. Do we have that in English
yes.
as well? Oh, well, then in that case, they have the same expression in French. You'd say... the expression is laver son linge, linge sale, which means dirty laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Sale means dirty. So laver son linge sale on either en public or en famille.
Okay.
So what that means is to wash your dirty washing or your dirty laundry in public. Yeah.
Yeah.
To air your dirty laundry in public.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a great expression.
It's
in both languages.
Yeah.
Because it's a nice metaphor, you know, if you're hanging out your dirty kecks,
yeah,
out on the
for
line,
everyone to see,
you know,
you haven't like put it through the cycle
kind of,
before you let people see
because your personal things. You know, misdemeanors that happen in your private life are essentially like metaphorical skid lines in your in your boxer shorts.
And
or...
it's very easy to cover up by just washing it out.
You'd know.
Thank you very much. And I think that is a place to stop.
Yeah.
My underwear.
At underwear. Right. Over and out.
So thanks again for listening to this episode. If you want to get in contact with us, you can email us at PardonMyFrenchPodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on www.facebook.com/PardonMyFrenchPodcast. Also, if you are enjoying the show, can you please go onto iTunes and review it? Because we don't have any reviews, and if there's like 10 people out there listening to it, we should have 10 reviews.
Yes.
Okay, and that's the kind of logic I'm looking at here, and we have none. We have one.
Just to give you some kind of incentive, anyone who's listening, I mean, some of you who are listening might know us as well, might be our you know, friends and associates. If you do this, you will literally go up in our books and by like 10 pegs.
And if you come to Les Am, one of us will buy you a drink?
Yes, definitely.
Yes, one of us will definitely buy you a drink. So if it's on there, it's basically, it's a free drink. Yeah. If you can come find us.
Why would you not? You'd be you'd actually be a fool not to write a review.
But if you write like 10, it doesn't mean you get 10 drinks. It's one drink.
If you write 10, you'd probably get a drink and a shot.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And so, a pat on the back.
So please help us out, because that would really help us out, basically.
Yeah.
So next week we're going to do Giles Peterson cast.
Giles Peterson cast, yeah. So look out for that if you're into kind of, you know... I think we've done an episode on music, haven't we?
Yeah, we've done.
Yeah, but maybe. this will be more related to like a bit more like the modern music and like DJing,
festivals,
the man himself and like music festivals. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're interested in listening to that, come and join us next week.
Join us. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll be spinning that record at some point.
That is it from us. Yeah. So we'll see you next week, and thank you very much.
Safe. Peace.
Ciao.